Well, it either means nothing or it's something. I think it's nothing. I think, you know, this country's just always, you know, been, even when the Indians, you know, the original indigenous peoples came across the land bridge, you know. Of course, there was nobody here for them to displace, so you could say they were the first settlers. And then after that, it was, and I'm not, you know, not apologizing for the settlers or excusing them. I'm remaining neutral on it, but definitely, if you have to say there was an indigenous people, they were the ones that hoofed it over and came here when no one else was here. And everybody after that was some sort of a conqueror slash, you know, immigrant, something like that. But all in different stages. You know, the thing is, though, is that there was very different, you know, each wave had a very, very different challenge ahead of them. You know, the first, you know, the first wave, you know, had to really tame a wild land, you know, and the next one really had to do the same thing because, you know, they came, some could settle in the cities that were established on the East Coast, but most pushed out into the promise, you know, of America, and they had amazing hardship to endure to do that settlement. They did their own settlement just further west, and you could even argue that was all going on through the whole 1800s, you know, because even the ones that came later, you know, they would come, make a quick stop in Boston, then it would get on a train, work on the railroad or whatever, and they were heading west, and, you know, and that. And everybody had these incredible challenges to try to make this country what it is. And by the time, you know, the 20th century rolls along, you know, the, you know, it's pretty well established, you know, and, you know, and all that. Now you got a different kind of a feel to who's coming, because nobody's coming to, like, conquer, or, like, you know, conquer any wilderness anymore. All right, anyhow, I'm at home. I got to get inside.